15,000 jobs. How quickly? This is in your manifesto.
Yes.
Implement fully the Green New Deal insulation scheme, creating up to 15,000 high-quality jobs.
So
how quickly?
We would insulate 30 to 35,000 homes a year. So that over the lifetime of the scheme, if it operated over 15 years, we would like to see the all houses in Northern Ireland brought up to
modern energy efficiency. It's 15,000 jobs over 15 years, is it?
No, not over 15 years. That would be over
the
over the lifetime of the assembly.
Create 15,000 jobs over 5 years.
Yes, with this investment. Now, thanks very much. Sorry, I didn't mean to to be cheeky to your staff. Yes, we'd put this investment in. It's approximately $33 million a year. This was part of the Green New Deal proposals that were put to then-Minister Nelson McCausland. $12 million was budgeted for a pilot, and that money was diverted not to an energy efficiency scheme but a boiler replacement scheme instead. That, for my view, was a mistake. That, what it does instead, is heat the air above homes, rather than help people live more comfortably in our homes. And I think we've seen enough wasted heat in by this assembly.
I was going to get my calculator out there. So you say high-quality jobs. I don't know. What's a high-quality salary?
Well, we know the average wage is around about £24,000-£25,000 a year. I don't have a figure for the average salary for these jobs, but the 30, if you're doing calculus,
15,000 jobs times £25,000, that couldn't be true.
Well, the thing you're not calculating in the scheme,
$375 million, it says here.
The thing you're not calculating in the scheme is that it would be a partnership between the public and the private sector. So the original Green New Deal scheme was about getting an initial government investment to leverage private money. So the way the scheme would work...
So you wouldn't create the jobs then? Someone else would?
No. I think the stimulus by the government would ultimately create the jobs. The way the scheme would work is...
15,000 jobs at $25,000 a year.
Well, I didn't say there were $25,000 a year. I said
you said high quality, and I asked you what high quality was.
Well, I said the
so
figure.
So what would they be paid at high quality jobs?
I don't have that figure. I'm happy to come back on the show another time with the figure. It's not a case we haven't thought through.
There was a business plan. $375 million a year, Stephen. Farcical.
There was a business plan put to the Department of Social Development by the Green New Deal Coalition, which included the likes of the CBI as well as trade unions.
You wouldn't create anywhere close
to
15,000 jobs, would you?
I think that's inaccurate, Stephen. As I say, the government investment is approximately between 30 to 35 million a year. But
you need 375 million a year.
But what that does is give the security for the businesses to invest in the scheme. The way it would work for the homeowner is the homeowner gets the energy efficiency measures up front.
You said the government
pays them off. 33 million per year. So the homeowner gets the energy efficiency measures up front and pays them off as they save.
So the 33 million a year that you say that would be the budget for this, that would actually, your high quality job would pay £2,200 per year.
Yes, but not factoring in
pay
the private investment.
£2,000 a year divided by 52, you'd pay them 42 quid a week.
That's not factoring
a high quality job.
That's not factoring in the investment that's coming in from the private sector. The government money is a stimulus and a certainty for security for the private sector to invest in a scheme whereby the homeowner gets the energy efficiency measures up front and they pay it off effectively as a loan while they save on their heating bills.
We always have an exchange about numbers, don't we, when we're doing this. You say you would introduce a properly calculated living wage as outlined by the Living Wage Foundation. How much would you pay?
The current calculation is £8.45 per hour. That's calculated by the Living Wage Foundation. And how it differs from the minimum wage is it calculates the wage based on what is believed to be the minimum reasonable standard.
So what would that be
living,
giving people a lift of?
It's just over £1 an hour extra. For those who are currently on the lowest income.
It's 17%, Stephen.
Yeah.
So you would impose a 17% increase in business staff overheads.
If you look at Oxford Economics study on the living wage they did for NICFA, now this was based on old figures, it's a few years old now, but what by their calculations, the extra money in our economy, the extra spending power acts as a boost to business. So at the same time, yes, business overheads are going up.
17%
demand's going up. So the figures based on the figures at the time, there was over 200 million in terms of increased wages. But once you take out sort of tax, national insurance, etc., there'd be over 100 million more in terms of people's spending power in the Northern Ireland economy. Their estimate at that time...
But you do concede you would impose a 17% extra cost on business throughout Northern Ireland in terms of their staff wage bill if they're paying a minimum wage, correct?
With the outcome being that between there'd be between 1,500 to 2,500 extra jobs. Now, as I say, they're
based on... Where do those extra jobs come from?
Over 100 million increased spending power in the Northern Ireland economy.
So this is on top of your 15,000 high-quality jobs?
That's right.
So now another 2,500 jobs.
Well, say these are based on old figures. There hadn't been an updated report. But the principles remain the same, that whilst there will be an impact on business overheads, there will also be an increased demand by the through the increased spending power of consumers. So people have more money in their pockets, they spend it locally, and we do know that people in the lower end of the income spectrum are more likely to spend their money in the local economy. So we can rightly predict that money would be spent predominantly in the Northern Ireland economy.